Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time that you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father dwells in me, is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, Those who see me, see the Father. Of course, today still is for us very difficult to understand the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. This is whatever Jesus doing is in the Father. In fact, this is a real mystery, the Blessed Trinity. In simple words, mutual love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. And we are born in the image of the Blessed Trinity. With the suffering of Christ on the cross, he washed our original sin so that we can share again his life in a particular way, the Holy Eucharist. Then it's easier to understand what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us. It's so amazing. God lives in us. Even he said, whatever we do is greater than what he had done on earth. Jesus is really present in us, in the church, in our family, in our own self. Important is that we keep this mutual love in our heart. Always remind ourselves. Most important is to do the will of God. And the will of God is nothing else but to love one another. This is the new commandment Jesus gave us. If you find it difficult, ask. Jesus promised, whatever you ask, will be given. So thank you, Jesus. You choose us. You guide us. You nourish us. Even you protect us all the moment of our life. Jesus, we thank you. We trust in you.